Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877 DOCDALI. So there is a lot of debate on what women should do if, and I guess now we're using the term women. I know that Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson kind of was put on the spot when she was asked to define what a woman was, which I thought was a very fair question. But especially since Joe Biden had said we need to nominate a woman. So if you don't feel you qualify as one, then Joe Biden has to get a new nominee. But women who want to seek abortion, there is now the scramble as to if states are going to pay for people to travel to go to other states to be able to get an abortion. Many large U.S. corporations have been very vocal about their support and financial assistance as Roe v. Wade was overruled, where the feds say, look, we can't prohibit it. We can't allow it. This is between you and the states. Whatever you and your constituents vote for, add to an amendment to your constitution, add bills, referendums, it's you guys. You guys decide it. You guys can't. Because obviously, since Roe v. Wade was law, there was still very controversial debate in a lot of the states. That's why it made it to the Supreme Court. The reason why, you know, people are like, oh man, why did it get overturned? Well, it got overturned because there was in Mississippi controversy over banning abortion after 15 weeks, which is second trimester. So states were still left to figure out when the fetus was alive and what their constituents were comfortable with in terms of at what week an abortion can occur. You know, it's interesting. I've been asked, in Judaism, where do Jews stand? Now, I can't speak for all the whole religion, but when I grew up, I was under the impression that in ultra, ultra religious, very, very religious Judaism, it was very similar to Catholicism, and that, look, if the mom's life is in jeopardy, you do it. You know, just like you don't have to follow the rules of kashrut, and you know, if your life is in jeopardy, you gotta save your life. But in ultra, ultra high orthodox, it wasn't supposed to be done as a form of birth control. There's a passage in Exodus that I believe the rabbinical assembly has said allows abortion and allows a woman's right to choose. But the passage, to me, talks about how if somebody injures a pregnant woman, like pushes her, you know, on the ground and the baby dies, it's life for a life. So to me, the passage makes it look like the fetus is alive. So I can't necessarily speak for the religion in Judaism, but I think very, very orthodox and the more religious look at the fetus as a life, the other interpretations look at it as mom has a right to choose. So I mean, just like in Catholicism, there's people of differing opinions. So there's not a lot of clarity, you know. As a doctor, the second a woman conceives, we immediately put her on vitamins and make sure she gets folic acid to protect the baby and neural tube defects. So we consider it, alive, obviously, because we want, because of what it could become. We also want to protect mom because pregnancy is a very, trying process, and it's a very nutrient-depleting process. So the second we find out you're pregnant, even if you want to abort, we are still going to give you vitamins, and so in case you do decide to keep baby, or in case, your body goes through some nutritional challenges with it. But many doctors will still honor a woman's choice to end the pregnancy. Other doctors will say, I'm not involved in that. And then they have to find another provider. So what the big, I guess, move now, it's amazing how this is the top priority, it seems like. I mean, with everything going on with gas prices and economy, the top priority now is how to pay and get people to another city or town so they could get access. And I get it's important, but wow, that just seems to be the only headline. And so I believe Target now is also offering travel. I think some states are looking at using tax dollars to help you travel. Disney said they're going to reimburse workers for travel and planning costs associated with seeking an abortion. The company said in a statement it will ensure its employees have access to reproductive care no matter where they live. Now, again, I don't know how you get privacy. Do you say you're going camping? I mean, obviously, if for somebody to get reimbursed, that means they're admitting that they're undergoing an abortion. So there's the privacy issue. Meta said they're going to reimburse travel costs for employees. Condé Nast is a global media company. They're going to reimburse travel for those who can't legally obtain one. Also, they're going to pay for travel for those who want gender-affirming services. Zillow will reimburse employees $7,500 to travel significant distances for reproductive services. BuzzFeed will give stipends. They don't say how much. Dick's Sporting Goods will offer $4,000 to employees. Yeah, I mean, if your abortion costs, let's say, $1,000, depending on where you go, I mean, man, you could stay in a nice hotel, too. The Amazon is going to pay up to $4,000 in travel expenses annually for non-life-threatening medical procedures that are not available within 100 miles of an employee's home, including abortions. Levi Strauss will, according to The Hill, J.P. Morgan Chase, Starbucks. The coffee chain said employees last month that it would reimburse travel expenses, Yelp, Microsoft, Apple, Citigroup, MasterCard, Netflix, Tesla, even though Tesla just let go a bunch of people, Lyft. So, that's kind of what's happening now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to green meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So yesterday we heard that Travis Barker was being rushed to the hospital, and I think he tweeted, "Pray for me." So it was something not good. And if you remember, a few years back, he had blood clots. I think of both arms. Got, I believe, cellulitis, and I don't know if he went into sepsis. I think he just had cellulitis and staph infection. But he's had a pretty tumultuous health history, and he's only 40, let me look it up, I think he's 46 years old. So apparently, he is the husband to Kourtney Kardashian. And he was hospitalized yesterday for pancreatitis after undergoing a colonoscopy. The Blink 182 drummer remains in the hospital, currently at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, where I was born. And so he's there, and it seems like he's stable. But according to TMZ, the doctors believe that the pancreatitis, or the inflammation of the pancreas, was triggered by a recent colonoscopy. He had undergone a colonoscopy recently. Then we use the colonoscopy, as we said now. We've been lowering the screening age, especially if you have high risk for colon cancer, like me. I have it on both sides of family. So I've had multiple colonoscopies now, where they go in with a scope. You are under anesthesia, propofol. It's nice. And they go in. Well, it's not nice because you're naked. You know, so you're naked, and you start to see the white go down the IV tube. And they're talking to you, and I'm making jokes. I want to make jokes, and then I want it to stop me mid-joke, you know, so everybody's laughing. So they're all laughing, and we're making stupid jokes. And then all of a sudden, and then you're out. I mean, you are out. And then when you wake up, you know, oh, my God, I'm distended. You got gas. And the nurse is like, you know, fart it out. And I'm like, but there's people here. I don't know. I don't do that. Yeah, you do. Fart it out. You got to get that air out. Otherwise, you're uncomfortable. So I'm like, you know what? Fine. So it's not easy. It's colonoscopies are not fun. But for it to trigger a pancreatitis. I know some of you are like, how the hell did that happen? You know, because we want you guys to get your screening colonoscopies as often as your doctor recommends it, based on if you have a polyp, based on your family history, based on if you're African American or Caucasian, because we believe colon cancer is a lot more aggressive than in African Americans and blacks than Caucasians. But they think what happened is the pancreas might have got irritated. Because as the colon, you know, there's like the way your anatomy is, and I can't draw this out for you guys on radio, but for those of you watching on video, is it almost looks like a kind of a square, and then it has a squiggly. So your appendix is kind of near the start of your large intestine. And when we do a colonoscopy, we're only in the colon, we're only in the large intestine. Right? And so it goes up to the right, the ascending. Then you got the transverse, which goes across. You got the descending that goes straight down on the left. You got the sigmoid, which looks like an S, and then it goes into the rectum, and then the anus, and then out into the open. And you're like, hey, that's where your poopoo goes. So when we go in with the sigmoidoscopy, we only go up through the rectum into the sigmoid, and go up through there. You're awake during the whole time. It's not very comfortable. We don't really do that a lot anymore. But we do a colonoscopy where we go up through the rectum, through the sigmoid, up the descending colon, through the transverse, and into the ascending. So we could find right-sided colon cancers, which are more rare, and we could obviously find left-sided, which are much more common. If there's any polyps, we could remove the polyps. So because you have the tail of the pancreas in close proximity to the splenic flexure, which is on the left, there's a way that when the colonoscopy maybe hits the side, it could have irritated the pancreas, and then the pancreas got inflamed. It's a stretch, but it is a possibility. Not a very common side effect. Side effects of colonoscopies would be like a perforation of the colon. You have a little diverticula, you have a little pocket in there, and if the pocket is thinned and the colon goes into a pocket and it's not very gently advanced, it could poke through, which is why those people that do colonoscopies, they are very, very gentle. You know, you don't want to perf somebody. And a perforation of an intestine could be very, very bad. But he didn't perforate. They say what happened is he had pancreatitis. Now, pancreatitis, inflammation of the pancreas, can be caused by alcohol use. It could be caused by a gallstone causing back pressure. It could be caused by a virus. It could be caused by a vaccine. But they believe that this happened to the drummer because he was he had his colonoscopy. So what are symptoms of pancreatitis? So pancreatitis, it's not fun. Abdominal pain, nausea, sometimes fever. You don't want to eat. You could have bloating. Sadly, some pancreatitises, also you got a pain that goes straight to the back. Sometimes pancreatitises are misconstrued as heartburn. It's not heartburn. You know, you guys hit the antacids. I know you do. Because I hear you guys. Some of you guys are just popping an antacid right now as I speak. And you feel some heartburn, and so you pop it. You have a night of drinking. Next day, you're like, man, I'm done with tequila shots. And you're popping antacids. It could be your pancreas is inflamed. And if your pancreas is inflamed, you know, sometimes we give you antibiotics, we have you not eat, we give you fluids, and we make sure that that pancreas calms down. If it doesn't, it could be some serious stuff. So Travis Barker was taken to an L.A. hospital, which we believe is now Cedars of Sinai, by ambulance Tuesday when he suffered from a medical issue. His new wife, Courtney, was at his side. He arrived at a local facility, West Hills. Oh, that's what happened. He was taken to a facility in West Hills, and then he was later transferred to Cedars of Sinai Medical Center by ambulance. Nobody knew what was going on, and they were kind of concerned. And he had, back in 2018, been hospitalized for blood clots in his arms, staph infection, and cellulitis. He had a plane crash in 2008, leaving third-degree burns on most of his body. Six people had died in that accident. So our hearts and prayers are with Travis. This is not to, you know, scare anybody from getting a colonoscopy, but this does remind you that you have some very important organs, and the pancreas manages your insulin, pancreas manages a lot of your digestive enzymes, and you don't want to mess with the pancreas. In fact, when we were in medical school, we used a lot of foul language because there's a saying, you don't F with the pancreas. Okay? That's what the surgeons say. Okay? Because it is a, we are very humbled by its complexity, and we are very humbled by how things can go wrong. And it is a very juicy organ. Sadly, pancreas and chronic pancreatitis could lead to pancreatic cancer. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, Ashton Kutcher had said that he got pancreatitis. He said that he was preparing for the role of Steve Jobs, but he ended up in the hospital in 2012 because Steve Jobs had a slight orange hue to his skin because he drank a lot of Odwalla carrot juice as part of his fruitarian diet. So Ashton Kutcher wanted to catch that hue also. So he drank a bunch of carrot juice. Now, Odwalla is a very common brand. Okay, let me get out of this link right here. And he said that I started drinking carrot juice like nonstop all day long. 2 weeks before we start shooting, all of a sudden I have this like pain in my back. So Ashton Kutcher's pancreatitis started with pain in his back and not the abdomen. He said through the night it got worse and worse. So I went to the hospital and his pancreas was crazy out of whack. He worried he was going to meet the same fate as Steve Jobs, who died of pancreatic cancer in 2011. Because he was told the cause of his pancreatitis was drinking too much carrot juice. Now, Odwalla carrot juice is no longer sold. According to Coca-Cola Company, it was discontinued due to financial challenges. But a fruitarian diet has been embraced by some. Fruit, seeds, nuts, no animal products, and carrots are technically fruit. Chronic pancreatitis has been linked to pancreatic cancer. I don't know if for Steve Jobs, if it was his carrot juice. We don't know if it was diet soda. You know, so, you know, sadly, Steve Jobs had some medical issues. There's been some debate on if he had HIV or not. I can't confirm that. But, you know, you just don't want to mess with the pancreas. Now, pancreatic cancer. Sadly, we see these in people with chronic pancreatitis, diabetics, men over women, but women could get it too. Alcohol use, genetics, African-American descent, Ashkenazi Jews, obesity, high-fat diet, hepatitis B, H. pylori, BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutations. And public figures who have had pancreatic cancer include Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Alex Trebek, Siegfried Fischbacher of Siegfried and Roy, Michael Landon, Aretha Franklin, Alan Rickman, Luciano Pavarotti, Patrick Swayze, even Charlotte Ray. So, you know, when you do get a colonoscopy, this is very, very rare. I have never had a patient in my 20-some years of practice get pancreatitis from the colonoscopy. So that's their working diagnosis. Maybe something else happened, but that's what we're being told. Godspeed, Travis Barker, his wife Courtney. Hope he gets through this. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Over 50 illegal immigrants were found dead in San Antonio Monday after they were trapped in an abandoned tractor trailer without water or air conditioning in an attempt to illegally cross the border. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says that the Biden administration's policies cost these illegal immigrants their lives.
This is where we are. This is an administration that is a culture of death. Every policy that they have results in death.
Two Mexican citizens have been charged in connection with the case. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer will formally retire at noon Eastern on Thursday. That'll follow the release of the remaining rulings at the end of the High Court's term. Breyer writing a letter to the president saying it's been a great honor to be a member of the court since 1994. USA Radio News. President Biden is announcing an increased military presence in Europe.
Because of Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, President Biden announced Wednesday the creation of a permanent headquarters for U.S. forces stationed in Poland, as well as new deployment of troops and weapons to Europe. The number of U.S. troops deployed in Europe soared to 100,000 in the wake of Russia's invasion in February, with 10,500 members stationed in Poland. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Fry.
A Texas legislative committee is back at work interviewing witnesses to last month's deadly school shooting in Uvalde. It's led by State Representative Dustin Burroughs.
Thus far, this committee has interviewed 21 different witnesses. We are scheduled to interview 9 today.
State Senator Roland Gutierrez, who represents Uvalde, is suing the Department of Public Safety for denying him access to public records. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Richard asks, how do I feel about plastic surgery? His wife wants to get a breast reconstruction. And I don't think she has cancer. I think he means, like, breasts redone. I mean, because if you need a reconstruction for having breast cancer, I totally get it. You have breast cancer and you had a mastectomy and you want to get a reconstruction. Some of them are fantastic. I mean, look at did Angelina Jolie get a reconstruction and Christina Applegate? They look fantastic. So, no, I'm okay with that. In terms of breast augmentation, I've seen them done. In fact, when I did my plastic surgery training, the surgeon said, I got to be honest, the silicone implants are much better implants than saline. We have a lot of issues with the saline, a lot more tenting. The cosmetic result seems to be so much better when it's silicone. But one thing that bothered me with the silicone implants, and they might be newer now and not be like this, but I felt a debris from them. They were really cool to touch. A lot of guys tell me, oh, man, they don't like, you know, the implanted breasts. But, man, I just thought the silicone, I would just, you know how you could play with, like, a pressure ball? It was just kind of soft, and it was just fun to play with. I just found the texture very cool. Not that I would want to with a breast, but I thought the actual implant was a very interesting texture and interesting depth, you know, to it. But which is amazing that they're able to do that to try to recreate a breast. But I did not like that with the implant, you know, before it's surgically implanted, I felt like I had something left on my fingers. And so I was worried about, you know, if there is leakage or something that affects. And in the 90s, when I trained, you know, there was a lot of debate on silicone and causing autoimmune diseases and things like that. Many people have had theirs removed because they felt it induced some of their issues. Other studies have debunked it. So where I stand with plastic surgery is if you have an issue that is debilitating, and for some of us, our breasts are debilitating. I've only had one plastic surgery. And the plastic surgery I've had was not implants, but a breast lift. Because after the babies, I found it really hard to exercise because the breasts completely transformed. They were large, and they were just not where I wanted them to be. So I had a lift, and it was the best thing I ever did. Did I have some complications? I did. And I also noticed that I gained weight afterwards. And everybody said, they go, after your breast surgery, you're going to gain weight. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And my weight never went back to normal. It's crazy. I started gaining weight after the surgery. I was the skinniest one in my family until I had the breast surgery, and then it all went downhill. But still, no regrets. I just needed the lift. And that's all it was they took out tissue, they lifted, they made sure they were aligned, a lot of mathematics, and the surgeon, Dr. Alexander, did a fantastic job. No implants, nothing. I have scar tissue, and my breast doctor had been very, very upset with me, saying, ah, you got all the scar tissue, so how am I supposed to tell if you have breast cancer or not? But thank God I get ultrasounds, I get mammograms, and so far so good. But because I needed to exercise, I needed to be happy and comfortable in a shirt, if it was something that I found debilitating, I think going for plastic surgery is something that is your right. And is if it's there and it's going to help you, you know, there's people that get nose jobs because they have trouble breathing and smelling and, air issues. You have others that just don't like the way they look. My cousin, I think she's my fourth cousin, Jennifer Grey, who was in Dirty Dancing and Ferris Bueller, she's publicly regretted her nose job because her face is different. I think she's beautiful, you know, and her nose job might have made her more beautiful, but, you know, she really was a completely different, she had a different look. And so it's a big decision to make. Now, this is interesting. There's a report that many of Manhattan's wealthiest are getting prostate surgery or bladder Botox because they need to make it to the Hamptons. Yep. A urologist has claimed that rich New Yorkers are getting pricey prostate surgery and Botox on their bladders to avoid having to take bathroom breaks on the long drive from the city to the Hamptons. Many of Manhattan's wealthiest go to the upscale beach town. It's located on Long Island, but if you've ever taken the LIE or the, I think there's another highway that you take, I forget. But it's always in full traffic. It's only three lanes each way, and it's a mess. So when they have to pee, there's really not a lot of places to stop. And it's a 90-mile drive. Dr. David Schusterman, a New York City urologist, actually provides surgery for people to increase the amount of time they can hold their bladder. He advertises the tagline, race to the Hamptons, not to the bathroom. And he said, according to the doctor, people are lining up for that. And it is a long drive because the Hamptons are at the end of Long Island. I drove from Newark to Hofstra near Hempstead, I believe. That was 45 miles. So that was like roughly the halfway mark. But I flew into Jersey and I rented a car and it was about a 45-mile drive. It took me about an hour and a half to drive it. And that was at night. So, but I peed right before and, you know. So one of the procedures he offers is a prostate artery embolization. It reduces the size of a man's prostate. For women, he'll do bladder Botox, which decreases urinary frequency for women. He had explained to the insider that he has seen, and Daily Mail is reporting, that he's seen a 20% spike in people looking to go under the knife since May. Now, here's my thing. Okay, I don't want you guys doing this just so you could, you know, make a drive and all that, but I have to admit, I don't think I have an overactive bladder. Some days I'm like, I'm good. I don't have to pee for hours. Other times I feel like I have to pee a lot. All right. If you do have to pee a lot, sometimes that could be an infection. Sometimes that could be you had a lot of pepper. You know, it could be a food issue. Sometimes it could be that your body is sick. For those of you running to the bathroom, you might want to get a COVID test. Because I notice when I get a cold or a virus, I pee more. Because the body's trying to, I guess, diuresis, get it out. So you having frequent urination, it should get checked. But I have to admit, I hate the fact that I'm in a movie, and during the best part of the movie, I got to stop and pee. And when you have to keep holding the pee, that could put you at risk for infection. So anybody with an overactive bladder or an issue with your prostate, I really urge you seeing a urologist to make sure it's not prostate cancer. Make sure it's not bladder cancer. Make sure it's not an infection. Make sure there's not something else going on. Because we also don't want you to start losing the urine. Urinary incontinence is horrible. It's not fun. And it's very debilitating. So, you know, if there are procedures, the only thing is the Botox is not permanent. I think Botox, you have to do, I have to look into how that process is. But Botox could sadly, that would be where you go in for treatments. And my guess is it's not very comfortable. I had a cystoscopy before my hysterectomy, and that was one of the most painful things I've ever endured. I was crying the whole time. It was so painful. Even though they put numbing gel in it before they stuck it, you know, through the tube, for anybody that's ever had it, not easy. So 50% of men between the ages of 51 and 60 have enlarged bladders, according to Yale Medicine. Number jumps to 70%. Enlarged, I think they meant enlarged prostate. I don't know if it's enlarged bladders, per se. But then the number jumps to 70% among men 60-69, 80% of them over age 70. Mayo Clinic has reported that urinary incontinence affects 1 in 4 women, increases with age. 75% of women above 65 reported that they have a problem. That's why I don't make my show too funny, because I don't want you guys to pee. And I can't be peeing on myself. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been a lot of rumors and people talking, saying if you were vaccinated for COVID, Paxlovid won't work. And there's this theory that that's why people are getting rebound COVID after Paxlovid. And even though I am, you know, always having an open mind in science, because, you know, in case there is a theory that ends up being, you know, real science later, I don't want to dispel a myth that might, you know, later possibly be proven to be true, just like how, you know, the virus got around the masks, vaccinated people carried the virus, what was misinformation or brand of misinformation ended up being true later. So, you know, I will entertain the idea, but I don't think per se you getting vaccinated made Paxlovid the therapeutic impotent. Does that make sense? I don't think it weakened your ability to respond to a therapeutic. So for those of you that kind of saw the headline, Dr. Fauci is on his second five-day course of Paxlovid right now. Said he feels fine, but he got COVID, tested negative. Then day four, for poops and giggles, he just wanted to make sure he was still negative, turns around, tests positive. Had symptoms again, so he got a second round of Paxlovid. The average person still can't access Paxlovid, but at least he got two rounds. He's 81 years old, so he's high risk. And Paxlovid is supposed to be for those who are at higher risk. Even though Fauci's been vaccinated and boosted twice, his age puts him at higher risk. If you're at higher risk for progressive and severe COVID or death, you qualify for Paxlovid. Paxlovid is a protease inhibitor. It prevents proteins being made that will and broken up that are needed by the virus to replicate. So as opposed to molnupiravir, Merck's drug, which is a nucleoside analog, where it injects like a dummy into the DNA such that the progeny of the virus is kind of weak. So it's protease inhibitors such as Paxlovid have been around. They are very complex drugs such that if you take Viagra, if you take Xanax, if you take Lipitor or Crestor, you might not be able to take Paxlovid. So your doctor has to decide because there's a slew of medicines that it could interact with. So you got to be very, very careful before you go on Paxlovid to make sure that it doesn't interfere with the cytochrome, a metabolistic pathway for medications. But it's a medication that is an antiviral that is of a very commonly used class of medications. But people are wondering why there's a rebound. And so there's been headlines that people taking Paxlovid are getting rebound COVID. And they're blaming the Paxlovid, they're blaming the vaccine. I just blame the virus because I told you guys last fall and I told you guys especially with Omicron in January that there is a rebound or encore presentation of COVID where you get sick, you get better, and then a couple weeks later you get sick again. So if that's what's happening, only now people taking Paxlovid, I don't know if I could blame the Paxlovid for that because that's kind of what Omicron does. And we are now on our fifth variant of Omicron in 6 months. Like somebody to figure out why. But this BA5 is, I think, now 35% of the cases. I can't tell you if the Omicron you got in June was BA4, BA5, or the grandbaby Omicron BA2.121. Can't tell you. But the BA2.121 has been the dominant strain, but now we're seeing a rise in BA4 and BA5. So a few things could be going on. One is Paxlovid could have been formulated and maybe more focused on the wild type virus that's 3 years old, the COVID-19, which we don't see a lot of. We see variants of it, but one discussion, this was from UC San Diego Health, thinks that the rebound might be due to insufficient drug exposure. They, in a study published June 20th in Clinical Infectious Disease, researchers at UCSD said evaluated one patient and found their symptom relapse was not caused by the development of resistance to the drug or impaired immunity against the virus, but rather the COVID-19 rebound was the result of insufficient exposure to the drug, meaning not enough, not quick enough. Remember, it has two drugs, nirmatrelvir and ritonavir, that work together to suppress SARS-CoV-2. One is basically there to help the other make it through the body and not get degraded. That's why we have these combo drugs. You got to start it within 5 days. And some people don't test positive for 5 days. So, I mean, you know, hopefully you get picked up. But I got to tell you, these Korean tests that we got are much better than the Chinese tests, the ones that were made in China. So if you still have the ones made in China, I don't know how good those are, but I am hearing some great results with the ones made in the Republic of Korea, South Korea. So the research team isolated the SARS-CoV BA2 virus, which is the baby, Omicron, from a COVID-19 rebound patient and tested whether it developed any drug resistance. They found that after Paxlovid treatment, the virus was still sensitive to the drug, showed no mutations that would reduce the drug's effectiveness. So they don't think that's what's going on. But then they next sampled the patient's plasma to test their immunity against SARS. The patient's antibodies were still effective at blocking the virus from entering and infecting new cells. So they thought that it wasn't a lack of antibody-mediated immunity. But they said the rebound symptoms following the end of Paxlovid might be they needed more Paxlovid. It wasn't enough of a drug. Or not enough of the drug was getting into your cells to help stop the viral replication. So then, I guess the next question would be, is Paxlovid something you should be taking for 10 days and not 5? Now, Tamiflu we take for 5. For prevention, we'll take for 10. But for active flu, we take it for 5. Zofluza is just one dose. So maybe the Paxlovid might have worked in clinical settings. I think it had like about a 90% efficacy or 85 to 90% as opposed to molnupiravir, which was about a 35%, but don't quote me. I got to double check those studies. But Paxlovid had a much fantastic efficacy rate. But if we're having a rebound, then I think, and again, what UCSD did was great, but what I think happened, based on what I saw in January, is COVID gets into you. Then it hides. And it decides in 2 weeks if it's going to turn around and do long COVID, decides to go bye-bye, or decides to just rebound and have a whole other COVID illness. That's what I think happens. I don't think the virus ever goes away at the two-week mark. Like other coronaviruses, like rhinoviruses do, adenoviruses do, I think this COVID, whether you take the Paxlovid or not, just likes to live in the body. And I don't know how long it likes to live. Everybody says, oh, it's gone by a week or two. I wouldn't be surprised, because this rebound to me is evidence. And somebody said, well, maybe it's inflammation. Not if you get a fever again. That means the body's picking up the virus. And remember, Fauci tested positive again. People are testing positive again, which means there's active viral components. If they were negative, and then now they're shedding them again. Shedding, S-H-E-D-D-I-N-G. Okay? Got to watch the SEC here. So, I believe you get COVID, makes you sick. At the two-week mark is a big, big decision. COVID stays, leaves. And if this stay, is it going to turn into long COVID and just fester? Or is it going to cause a whole nother COVID illness? And that's what I think happens. Do I think your vaccine messes you up? No, I don't. I mean, because we're seeing this happen in unvaccinated people, too. Unvaccinated people are telling me they get sick again after 2 weeks. And so whether they took Paxlovid or not, they're getting sick again. 1-877-DOLLAR. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.